listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Camila Arnold, and this is episode number 723. We're talking today about what should I do today. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Boundaries are not set with the intention of changing other people, are some ways that you can establish boundaries and take control of your life. Setting boundaries is a way of honoring your needs, a short fun quiz that will tell you what you should do with your time today, answer the questions that will give you some insight into what should be doing today since you have some time off. By continuing, you agree to Quizzini's privacy policy and cookie use. Using a gratitude journal is one of the simplest things you can do to start your day off on a happy note. I double dog dare you to try this 5-minute meditation from the UCLA Mindfulness Awareness Research Center. I believe crazy busy gets in the way of finding time for what really matters in life. Using a facial recognition task over the course of a day, the researchers studied how sensitive participants were to positive and negative emotions. Research even shows that regular meditation can permanently rewire the brain to raise levels of happiness. How to feel better about your body, backed by research, the Journal of Health Psychology. 25 free things to do with kids in Columbus, Ohio this winter. Kids eat free and cheap in Columbus and Central Ohio. Ideas, tips and generally good information about what you and your kids can do today in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.